across SEN track, it's time to hear from the leading tipsters across chasing, pacing and racing with the Early Crow.
Yes, we welcome you to the Early Crow and our look at chasing, pacing and racing all around Australia as we are through SEN Track and the SEN Radio app. We've got Newcastle today for those listening through 8.01 a.m. on the big signal of the central coast of New South Wales. Good morning to you. We've also got racing at Queanbeyan today, but Ray Hickson's joining us from Racing New South Wales to look at this Newcastle meeting. Fine weather, Ray, and a good four at this stage. Good morning.
Yeah, good day, Andrew. Not a bad little meeting at Newcastle. Yeah, good conditions there. A couple of shorties that we've got to deal with in the middle of the program. But look, one of those, I think, is one of the most interesting runners of the day, Osamu. So, yeah, look, hopefully for a bit of luck there, Andrew. But as far as best bets go, I'm steering away from the shorties today.
Yes, what was the one yesterday? Time Moves On.
Exo Boom went around about $1.60 and ended up running second. And, yeah, look, it was a bit of a bloodbath at Hawkesbury yesterday, I think. Yeah. Who would have thought Ruby Tuesday would lead a race and win like that? So, look, I mean, I found her in that race personally, but strange things can happen.
It can.
But, I've gone for a couple of each-way specials today at Newcastle, Andrew, so that's the way I'm playing it today.
Okay, where's your first one?
Race 6, number 8, Tango Steps. Roddy Northam and Reece Jones combined here. She goes down to 54. Look, her last start was at Wellington. That was on at the Cup meeting a few weekends ago, and it was a 900-metre benchmark 66, and she just had a terrible run in the race. She wasn't overly brilliant away, and she was back in the field, and she got shuffled back to near last. And as you know, around Wellington, it's a really tight turning track, and basically once you're at the home turn, you're almost at the winning post. So she still hit the line really well to run fifth, beaten three lengths. She drops to 54 from 58.5. Prior to that, she won at Scone and over the 900, and she ran a good third in a highway behind Leo and Water Dove before that. She's pretty honest mare, Tango Steps. The 900 metres is good for her, and I just think at the price around the $8 mark, she's an excellent each-way chance, because if she steps away with them, she can be in the first half of the field, and she's still got a good turn of foot to finish off a race strongly as well. So good each-way chance there in race 6, number 8, Tango Steps.
Right.
And obviously the other one's in the last.
Yep.
Race 7, number 1, Highly Desired. Again, around the $5.50 to $6 mark. This fellow's first up for Claire Lever, who's got two runners in the Provincial Championships final on Saturday. She's only had him for the one run, and he ran fifth as favourite in the Mudgee Cup over the mile back in December. Looking back for his form, he always runs well fresh. 1,300 metres suits up. He's drawn well. 61 kilos, obviously, is a little concerned, but he is the equal highest rated horse in the race. Like I said, I just think he's a consistent type. He runs well fresh. He's drawn well. Two from three at 1,300 metres. I just can't see him running a bad race. He's trialled okay over the 1,000 metres. I just can't see him running a bad race. I can't see him missing the first three, to be honest. That's why I'd say each way at the price. On a day where, like I said, I want to steer away from the shorties and just try and find a little bit of value. So race 6, number 8, and race 7, number 1 on the each-way basis today.
Righto. One at 8 and one at 6.50. So good each-way value there. 6, 8 and 7, 1. Have you looked at the quaddy, Ray, or are you leaving it at your best?
Look, the quaddy, first leg, number 7, Osamu, is $1.35 at the moment this morning. And you're looking at his form, and he really should be winning this race. I know we say that from time to time about horses, and they can still get beaten. And Osamu is certainly an 11-start maiden, but 5 second placings, including a Group 2 and a listed race. And his last second placing was behind The Face, beating Emanate home at Randwick in January. So you'd think a maiden at Newcastle on a Thursday is well and truly up his alley. So we'll stand him out in the first leg. Then we need to get an odds-on favourite beaten, even though I've tipped it on top, because I found it hard to tip against in the second leg to get any value. So if you're going to take a quaddie, we're probably going to have to cop a small result unless we can get one of the shorties beaten. So 7 in the first leg, leg 2, 5, 2, 8, and 9. The third leg, 8, 12, 1, and 3. And then 1, 8, 6, and 4 in the last. That's only 64 combinations. Like I said, we're probably hoping for a high percentage result here, Andrew, because I think most of us assume Osamu will win the first at very short odds.
Yeah, that's the coy, but you just got to play it around. So race 4, number 7, race 5, 5, 2, 8, 9, race 6, 8, 12, 1, and 3, and race 7, 1, 8, 6, and 4. And the key to that is your each way has run well and win, and that'll give us a little bit of value.
Well, yeah, that's right. We do need to get at least one of those home on top. Like I said, I think the key is the second leg. There's $1.70, I think, favourite called Mariba having its first start. It could win. But there's a lot of first starters in that race as well, so it's always hard to take odds on for horses making their debut. So, look, if Fasama gets away with the first, we probably need to hope Mariba gets beaten in the second to get a little bit of value immediately. Because if she wins the second race, which she may well do, that gives her an odds-on favourite into an odds-on favourite, and, well, then, you know, any chance of value is gone. So it's a tricky one today, Andrew, but... Look, if we can get a high percentage result, well, that's pretty good as well.
It is. All right, good luck to you, Ray. We'll talk to you on Saturday morning on day 2 of the championships.
Look forward to it, Andrew. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Ray. Ray Hickson there from Racing New South Wales, repeating his each way as race 6, number 8, Tango Steps, $8 at Bet365, and race 7, number 1, Highly Desired at $6.50. Peter Ellis is joining us, our Victorian form analyst, to look at Pakenham tonight. G'day, Pete.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Did you go to Bendigo?
I did. It was a long trip with all the roadworks coming home. It took about 4 hours to get home, 3 hours to get there. So it was a 7-hour day. It was a good day's racing. It's sort of a mixed bag results-wise, but the track was in great shape. So that's the form will be pretty relevant out of the meeting. So a couple of lightly raced types that look like they're heading in the right direction. Yeah, so... Packing them tonight. It's a few showers forecast, so the track's improved from a 7 up to a 5, but it could go back into the 6 range. So I'm sort of looking at horses that can handle the ground.
Okay.
And I've tipped Amy Lane to ride the Quaddy, which is a bit of a concern, I suppose. But if he's in form, he rides Packing them very well. So I don't know how many jockeys have ridden the Quaddy since the exception many years ago. So wouldn't be too many, I wouldn't think.
No, don't know the records on that. But what I will say is that Damien Lane brought up his 100th winner with Prince Romney yesterday for Matt Kamani at Bendigo. So it's been another terrific season. 100th winner there yesterday.
Yeah, no, he's certainly a top rider. And he's proven that not only in Victoria and Australia, of course, internationally, winning the big race in Japan last year. So. No, he's a bit, as I say, he walks the tracks, he does all the bits and pieces, and he rides Packing particularly well.
Okay, now your best bet is in the first leg of the Quaddy?
Yeah, November Dreaming, one of Danny O'Brien. She's a quality mare. She's been tried over several distances, even up to 2000. She was placed at Flemington back in May of last year. Very good fresh. Packing them over the 1200. She flew home when second to final man. That was last April. And first up in October at Geelong, she was impressive there, winning a 1400. So obviously they've picked Pakenham as a good track to sort of kick off on, with plenty of room there for her. So I've got her the best of the day in the same race for the Quaddy. I've got Arigato. Just missed the start at Mornington. That was on Cup Day in a better race. And previous form was really good. For a good port at Sandown in a strong race, and was a winner of Flemington on a soft track back in January. So if the rain comes, it's a plus for him. He's a box seater. And Zig Positano, ex Kiwi. It's won two of its past. It's won two of its past three. One a Pakenham and one a Warrnambool. So, if the rain persists, it's a plus for it as well. So, first leg of the Quaddy, Andrew. 5, 7, and 4.
5, 7, and 4. And November Dreaming, the best bet. Race 5, number 5, currently at $2.30 at Bet365. The next race. So you're all over. Always in moment.
Yeah, one of McKenzie's got a good record of Pakenham as well, the trainer. It's only a lightly race. Philly had the two starts. First up at Pakenham, just sat handy there, won easily. So first time with the 1400, but the way she won there, you think that's an asset. Hinto Blue, it's in career best form. Won at Pakenham and then unlucky at the same course, when just drifted wide there, and then the course went to Hillside and was a good second. So that's pretty solid form. And Nick Iceberg, ex-Kiwi, had three Australian runs, first up here. Winner of Mooney Valley has been placed at Flemington and at Bendigo, so got plenty of ability. Just keep an eye on the betting there. But as I see it at the present, 8, 2, and 1.
Galactus is in race 7. It's the $3.80 equal favourite with Dewhurst at this stage.
Yeah, it's just at sale. It was on pace dominated track that day, and I actually tipped it. And when I saw the way the track was racing, I put the pencil through it, so it got back and picked up a bit of late ground. But prior to that, it was placed in the money as previous eight, including in Winner Sandown. So providing they can run on, which I think they will be able to, I've got it on top. Turin's the interesting runner. Stayer resuming. Good winners made in Pakenham over 1,400, and that was on a soft seven. So a couple of pluses there. And the interesting runner also was Dewhurst. Only had the one start for Archie Alexander back in July. That was a Pakenham on the synthetic. So it's never raced on the grass. So just another race to probably keep an eye on the betting. But I am with two, three, and six
there in race seven. The Damien Lane, let's hope it's all alive here for the thrill of it. Groovy Kind of Love.
Yeah, well, she's won the past two for us, Andrew. So both been a pack and both been over a mile. So she's certainly heading in the right direction. But mostly sunny for the Quinella. Was good first up at Sandown. They went to Hillside there and just got run down the last 200. So he's certainly fitted for those two runs. It's only won the two races, both at Pakenham, so that's significant. And Hunter Moser had been a bit disappointing, but freshened up, went to a sale the other day and charged home, went second, probably should have won. The horse that beat it has won again, so that form's been franked. 3, 12 and 5.
So running through them, the legs of the quaddy, race 5, it's 5, 7 and 4. Race 6, 8, 2 and 1. Race 7, 2, 3 and 6. And race 8, it is 3, 12 and 5. And repeating Peter's best is race 5, number 5, November Dreaming. Tonight at Pakenham it is, and we'll be all over the Damien Lane. Let's hope it's a good show for him tonight. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Peter. Alice, you can check out more like tomorrow when we're not on air. Friday Racing, Peter's done the form, peteralliceracing.com. Nick Lloyd's online to look at Townsville today. Morning to you, Nick.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Pakenham, Townsville, they've got a big 9-race card today.
Yeah, 9 races, Andrew. There's a few small fields early on in the card. I think there's a couple of 4-horse fields there, but yeah, not a bad card at all.
So where's your first best bet?
We'll head to race 3, Andrew. It is one of the smallest fields of the afternoon, just 4 runners in it. But I'm pretty keen on Cinnamon Missile here for the John Menzelman stable. Bobby Alyssa's up there to ride. He's only won the 3 races from 34 career starts, but he's run 4th in a Rockhampton Cup, 5th in a Townsville Cup, and been beaten a lip down in Brisbane. So he's certainly got plenty of ability, and he's been racing in some harder races. In a class 6 today, so obviously out of his depth a little bit, but he gets 4.5 kilos off the top weight and race favourite who's odds on. The outside barrier, I don't think that'll be an issue. There's only 4 in it, so he shouldn't find too much luck, bad luck, I should say. And I think Cinnamon Missile can be winning and going on to some better things this winter carnival.
Bobby Alyssa flying up there for the meeting. $2.40 right now at Bet365 behind Silent Explorer. So that's race 3, number 4. Where's your other one?
Later on in the card, Andrew, race 7. It's open handicap over a mile. Back in the top weight here, Belonte. He's a bit of a Country Cups champion in the around the non-tab region. He's won 12 of his 33 career starts, and he won last start at Bark Holden, which is about 2 hours or 3 hours west of Rockhampton there, so out in the sticks. He carried 64 kilos that day, won really well, and he beat a horse called Van Winkle. Van Winkle only just got beat in the Country Cups final at Rockhampton last Friday, I believe it was. So that form has sort of been franked there. He's won 20th Cups. He gets barrier 5. Emma Bell takes 3 kilos off, so he's in with 60 kilos, and I just think he'll be too good for these on class.
$4.60 right now. Good, juicy each way there. Belonte, that's race 7, number 1. Lady Yendor's the favourite there at this stage at $3 at Bet365. So they're the two for Townsville from our form analyst, Nick Lloyd. He does a fine job for us. Race 3, number 4, Cinnamon Missile, and race 7, number 1, Belonte. Thanks a lot, Nick. Enjoy your day.
Cheers, Andrew. You too.
Nick Lloyd joining us there. 9 races at Townsville in northern Queensland. Good morning to all the listeners through 99.1 FM in Atherton and 96.9 FM in Ingham. In a moment, we'll look at chasing and pacing. This is the Early Crow, Monday to Thursday mornings at this time. Looking forward to our banter coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes. Toowoomba trainer Rex Lipp. He's always got the knack of finding a good horse, and he may have one for the carnival, but we're also going to talk about his history as well. Rex Lip from Toowoomba, good morning to those listening through 91.5 FM in the Darling Downs of Queensland. Mick Cowley's online from thedogs.com.au. Morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Very well, and a big night at Maitland tonight.
It's a huge night, but mate, hot off the presses. Unfortunately, WOW has been scratched this morning from the Maitland Cup heats.
What's happened?
Spoke to his new trainer, Danielle Maddock, and she actually took him to get checked yesterday just to make sure everything was okay, and the vet actually found that he's got a small injury to his right front sesamoid tendon, and the problem with that is if they did happen to run, it could result in a dislocated toe. There's no swelling or lameness. Everything seems okay. It's just a case of just rest it up for a couple of weeks, and the dog will be fine. But interesting to note, that's they're now thinking that that perhaps injury is a reason why he ran so wide up the back straight and also down the front straight, the home straight, and couldn't pick up Tommy Shelby because he was so wide on the track. That may have been a reason for it. So very interesting news. Sad for the Maitland club that they've lost a draw card like WOW, but there'll still be five fantastic heats tonight, and there'll be a cracking final next Thursday night too, Andrew.
It will. Do you want to give us your best for Maitland while we're focused in on those cup heats tonight?
Mate, we may as well, and one of the best on the card does come up in a cup heat. It's race 10, number 2, Aston Zodiac. Clearly the class runner in this heat is a fast beginner and clocked a very quick 22.18 over the 400 last start here in a warm-up for this cup series. Has been racing in good company at Wentworth Park and just looks a class above these in this heat. So that's race 10, number 2, Aston Zodiac.
Okay, right now at $2 at Bet365, there's lots of other interest in those heats. You can check it all out by going to thedogs.com.au. But I know the disappointment is, well, not being there, but there's still some really good greyhounds doing the chasing tonight.
Mate, there is indeed, and one that I'm sure all the thoroughbred industry will be looking at too is in the final heat, dog called Fernando Hunter. It's actually racing up against Golden Easter Egg finalist Zipping Kyrgios, but Fernando Hunter is, of course, owned by Brenton Abdullah, a Group 1 winning jockey, and Fernando Hunter's a pretty handy type. It's won 5 out of 6 and goes well around Maitland, so it's got to be in the mix as well. I think it's reasonably short. I know the trainer, Daryl Thomas, was surprised that it was favoured ahead of Zipping Kyrgios yesterday, but it's certainly a real life chance in this series, especially now with WOW out.
All right, so Maitland, it kicks off in the twilight, goes into the evening, a really strong program there. Just checking the time for that first race. It is 3:21, and the Cup heats are races 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, the last five races on the card. Now, what about Casino earlier on today? What have they found there?
Yeah, in Casino, our best comes up in race 9. It's number 8, Wallbank Ace. Look, there's been a few scratchings in this, so it's kind of trimmed up a little bit. But this dog hasn't been seen since missing the kick and just beaten over this trip back in March 11 it was. Has shown a lot of good zip over the shorter trip, and although it's drawn wide here, and that does look a little bit of a worry, we think it with the smaller feel, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. So it's race 9, number 8, Wallbank Ace.
Okay, so that's race 9, number 8. So that's the early meeting, Casino 9-8, then Maitland 10-2, and then Dapto. What have you found there?
Yeah, Dapto card's a good one as usual on a Thursday night, and the best comes up in race 7. It's number 3, Sound of Silence. This dog, this dog's going to be a pretty handy middle distance flash stayer coming forward. It's won well over this trip, 3 runs back, running fairly quick time of 34 and 50. It was beaten in a 3-way go the next start. It actually ran third in that. It was beaten, you know, less than half a length in 30, and then it came out and won in the best of the night over the sprint trip at Richmond, at 5:35 in 30 and 43 last start. So it's in great form, goes well around Dapto, and it should just be winning again. That's race 7, number 3, Sound of Silence.
So they're the three meetings today. Casino 9-8, Maitland 10-2, Dapto 7-3. Lots of interest in the last five races of Maitland being the cup heats. You can watch it all on thedogs.com.au. Thanks a lot, Mick. We'll talk to you Saturday morning just after 11 o'clock.
Thanks, Andrew. Look forward to it.
Mick Cowley there from the Dogs. Now, the watchdog's coming online. Are the dogs in? Yeah. Now, I know we're tight for time, but I received a text this morning, which I must admit, I'm a little bit concerned about. If I can put the watchdog online. Yeah, I thought he might say that. He sent through his best, and then I got a text, "Can you open the garage, please, my sweetie?" And I thought, hang on a sec. This can't be for me, watchdog. What's going on there?
Yeah, no, yeah, got a little bit mixed up when I was sending the text, and I was wondering why she didn't open the garage. I had to get out of the car and knock
do
on
it.
The door.
You got filthy with her, and then you realised I sent one. I sent one the other day to someone that I thought, hang on, I'm glad I didn't bag and went in the text because it was meant to go to another person. You can do that on iPhones.
Oh, it's quite easy, and it's I don't know how it ended up. It's I only just noticed it just before, and I told my wife, and she couldn't laughed. Stop laughing. Yeah.
Well, sweetie, it's time to have a look at your tips for the day. Let's start with Shepherd, and you're going to race four there.
Yeah, we're going to race four today, and we found number seven here, Unroadworthy, and it's been going pretty well. It's well drawn out wide today. Its last run of heels, it was pretty solid, and I just think this one is well graded today. He's got a good turn of foot. There's not a whole lot of depth in the race. There's not much early speed also. So if he steps on turns, he should be able to light him up. His PB at 22.27 solid. He can probably get down to about the 22.05 mark, and that's more than enough to win this race. They've put up $2.35, and yeah, I think he can get us off to a flyer.
$2.35, you're right, at Bet365. That's race four, number seven. Then we go to Warragul, and we're late in the card there.
Yeah, we're going to race nine and number eight here, Man Cave, and I'm sure he'll have plenty of supporters. And he's drawn box eight. His latest win came from this draw, and he beat a pretty handy one in Auden Links. He hit the line well. He's got a good muster once he does hit the ground. The seven will move left for him. I just think everything points to him. It's not a strong race. It was a tough meeting at Warwick. This is the one here which really stood out, I think. So he's still good odds at the moment, $2.85. I think that's a great price. He'll firm late. I don't know what he'll get into. Maybe 6-4, a tad shorter. But, he looks well graded also.
That's Warragul, race nine, number eight. Your best bet anywhere today comes at Warrnambool tonight in race five.
Yeah, super keen on this one. And number three, Super Marley. And she's always shown a lot of potential, but then she had a run of outs there and was lacking a bit of confidence. But Connections dropped her back in class, and she returned to her best at Warrnambool last week. She went 21.95 over 3.90. That's really, really humming along. And tonight she finds herself in a race where there's not a whole lot of early speed. Now, her biggest asset's her turn of foot once she does balance up. So if she can step on term, she'll outmuster them comfortably. The middle division, they stay wide, so they'll stay out of her way. And numbers one and two are very slow early. So she should be able to get out in the clear. And they're going to go about 25-20, and that's more than enough to win a race like this. 2.30, I think, is a decent price. She'll start odds on. Obvious danger is the eight, Volcanic Love, if you want to take a Quinella as a bit of a saver, but I think she's well placed tonight. I'm super keen on her. Bank on her in your quaddies and everything.
Super Marley, Warrnambool 5-3, and give us a wrap of Sandown tonight.
We're going to wait till race 11. It's 5 minutes to 10, and number two, La La Ivory. She's a member of a really promising litter, the Daily Camper Flying. Her Meadows win two runs back to Super, 30.03, led all the way. Should clear the red tonight. Yeah, get in the queue, I reckon. $2.50. She's a real up-and-comer. She's going to win some really good races.
So running through them, the best anywhere is Warrnambool, race five tonight, number three, Super Marley. Shepparton, in just under 90 minutes, race four, number seven. Warrigal, race nine, number eight. And Sandown tonight, race 11, number two. All right, sweetie, you go and have a good day, and I'll catch you when I open the garage up later today.
No worries, Andrew. Thanks very much.
The watchdog there with the latest. Luke Gatehouse is thinking, what in the hell's going on here from Albion Park, Brisbane Greyhounds. Morning, Luke.
Morning, Andrew. You always got to check who the recipient is before you press send.
Yeah, exactly. As I say, I did one last week and I thought, oh, geez, I've sent that to the wrong person. But thankfully it was okay. Come on, Andrew. Luke Gatehouse is joining us. Luke, what have you found from Albion Park tonight?
Okay, we're looking at only two winners tonight. It's a really tough program, 11 races, but very even racing. So We're going to go out to race number 8. They're both short, but both should win. So I'd back them both and then probably look at the multi as well. Okay. So the first one comes up in race 8, number 3, Coringa Lucy, over the 600 metres. Over the 520 metres. She will get back, but she's got a powerful finish. So she just has to find a way through this field. And I think it's just the right field for her to find a way through. So race 8, number 3, Coringa Lucy. And then we'll just back up in race 9, Sequana. Looking at about $1.45, $1.50, but it's one of those ones where she in the five-dog field just is pretty unbeatable. And, yeah, you're just taking money for jam there.
Okay, so we'll play the all-up multi there, whatever you want to do. Race 8, number 3, Coringa Lucy, $1.75. And race 9, number 6, Sequana, about that $1.45, $1.50 right now at Bet365. If you're in Brisbane listening to us through 10:53 a.m., head out. Give Luke a ring. He'll look after you tonight there at Brisbane Greyhounds Albion Park. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Luke Gatehouse there. Let's move to pacing. Penrith, they race tonight in New South Wales. Harness Racing New South Wales iForm has sent through their best bets. Race 9, number 6, My Ultimate Levi, currently at $1.70. That's the best. Race 9, number 6. Then go to race 7, number 7, and that is currently at $5. That is race 7, number 7. So they're the two for Penrith, 9, 6, and 7, 7. The legs of the quaddy at Penrith, race 5, 7 over 9 and 10. Race 6, 3 to beat 8 and 9. Race 7, 9, 7, and 3. And race 8, 4, 8, and 3. So that's the Penrith quaddy tonight, the best, 9, 6, and 7, 7. We've got also pacing tonight in Victoria at Kilmore. Let's check out the quaddie predictions here from caller Luke Humphreys for thetrots.com.au. In race 5, it's number 8, What a Rockstar, to beat 5, 6 and 3. 8, 5, 6 and 3. Race 6, number 6, Dasher the Great, to beat 8, 3 and 11. 6, 8, 3, 11. In race number 7, Luke Like 6, Beau Creed at $23 right now. Number 6, Beau Creed to beat 4, 7 and 8. 6, 4, 7 and 8. And the last leg of the quaddy is race 8. It's 1 over 8, 4 and 7. 1, 8, 4 and 7. And certainly from a quaddy prediction point of view from race caller Luke Humphreys, the big value is Beau Creed, race 7, number 6 for Kilmore tonight, and the first race due at 11 minutes to 6 local time. That's the Early Crow for a Thursday.